When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Monday and welcome to this little bonus episode. Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hey, everybody. This is so fun. I miss you guys. You know, a week is a long time, and sometimes it feels too long, especially when I have exciting events going on, like the Postpartum Mental Health Boot Camp, which is coming up. Oh my gosh, 1 week from today we start, November 1st. It's okay if not everyone is as excited as I am about it, but I am excited. And I'm not kidding you, I've been doing hard work behind the scenes. Just for you guys, for this event, it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be such a great, jam-packed, but also not overwhelming step-by-step. I'm going to hold your hand. There's going to be coaching and open Q&A so that you can really make sure you know how to implement what I'm teaching you. And it's like a really sliced cross-section into some of my most powerful, amazing philosophy that has literally, as women have adopted this philosophy, they have reconnected with their bodies, gotten out of their heads. They've healed mental health illnesses that previously to them felt super overwhelming, scary, desperate. They were feeling sometimes desperate, dire. Sometimes their marriages were on the rocks because of their mental health. Sometimes their motherhood was in peril. Sometimes their physical health was in peril. And as my past clients and present clients have received and sort of implemented the philosophies. And when I mean philosophies, I just mean really powerful truths that I give you at boot camp, as well as in my membership and the postpartum anxiety course. Women heal. This stuff works. And that's why I sold out my practice 3 times. And I don't want to say that to brag, but I want you guys to understand the potency of my brand of healing postpartum. And I don't want to take credit for it singularly. It's something that I feel like the gods, the mother god and the father god have given me, but as well as through my own healing and my intuition in my body. But regardless, I'm so excited to share them with you. So I'm going to tell you once now and I'll tell you once later to register. You just go to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. And if you miss it, don't worry. I'll be doing another one sometime in early 2022, so you can join us then. But if you're catching this week sometime here in November 2021, then yeah, head to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp and join us. Okay, so I had this fun idea because I miss you guys, because I love the podcast so much. It feels like the main hub of my business, but I'm not always here. We usually just post once a week. I thought, why not take some of my most favorite content? Can you guys hear those birds in the background? I'm going to close my window. I was going to leave the window open and then the birds got chatty. Must be the pre-dinner chit chat. Like, what are you cooking? What are you cooking? Where are you going to get your food? Over there? All right. Can I come? Sure. Whatever they're talking about. They're serious about it. Okay. Oh my gosh. By the way, super side note real quick. Okay. I started my period yesterday and I've been learning about the menstrual cycle and they call it the moon. Some people call it a woman's moon. When you're on your period, you're on your moon, alluding to the phases of the moon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So this morning, I feel like I'm telling you a secret. I haven't told anyone this, but it feels so, so like exciting because I haven't told anyone it, but it was really beautiful with myself and with nature, Mother Nature. But this morning, my body woke me up at like 4:15, which typically I wake up more like 5:15, and then my kids usually wake up around 5:45 or 6. And so I got a little bit more time with myself and I thought, what do I want to do? Because I went to bed early, so I wasn't super tired. I was like, what do I want to do? And I knew I had just started my period the day before, and I wanted to do a little ceremony for myself to welcome, you know, this phase of being on my moon. They say that when you're bleeding, that's when your body is energetically and physically cleansing itself of impurities. And it's really a good time to capitalize on the physical event of bleeding and to match it with energetic intentions of things that you want to let go of, that you want to rid yourself of, and also just basking in the beauty of your body being so connected to Mother Earth. I believe men have cycles too, but the woman's menstrual cycle invites her to be so cyclical like the earth. So anyway, this morning I got up and it was still dark outside and there were stars and the moon, but like the sun was just starting to get the sky a little bit brighter, so it wasn't dark, dark. And I just danced and I sang songs that literally just came from my intuition, and my voice felt so free, and I washed my face. This probably sounds so weird, but I read it in a book that I'm reading, this idea. It's part of an ancient pagan ceremony, and it just sounded beautiful to me. So I took dew drops from the leaves and I put them on my face as I was singing, and I was just like, it was like an ode to Mother Nature, but also to me. And it was the most feminine, divine experience. And I want to invite you, if you want to, next time you start your period, and maybe you're postpartum and nursing, so you're not going to have a period for a long time. It's totally fine. Either way, still a beautiful thing. You know, you can kind of look up ideas for menstrual cycle ceremonies or celebrations just with yourself. It's kind of beautiful and intimate, and I loved it. Highly recommend. Okay, I don't remember what I was saying before, but I do remember. So what I was saying is I've been sharing so much from the heart on social media getting ready for boot camp, and I didn't think it was fair to just leave it all on social media when some of you guys are really devout podcast followers but don't do Instagram or don't do Facebook or not very much. Like, if I wasn't running a business, I honestly probably wouldn't be on there very much. But because it's one of the main ways I connect with you all, I do. And so as I've been sharing, I thought I would bring some of it over here just in case you wanted to hear. You want to hear? I'm like, yeah, totally you do. Okay, so I heard this quote. This is one post that I shared on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. It didn't actually go on Instagram, but I heard a quote from Tana Amon. I think that's how you say her name. One of my best friends from college sent it to me. And she's like, I feel like you'd love this. And I was like, oh, where did you find that? And I went and found the lady's name because I like to credit people. So anyway, Tana Amon, whoever she is, I think she wrote a book. She's on Instagram somewhere. She said, if you don't heal from what hurt you, you bleed on people who didn't cut you. I'm going to say it one more time. If you don't heal what hurt, okay, hold on, I messed it up. If you don't heal from what hurt you, you bleed on people who didn't cut you. Isn't that? It's two things for me personally. I'd love to know what you think about it. I'm on Instagram at Lizzie Langston, by the way, or I think I have a Facebook page called The Postpartum Coach, but what I feel from this is both interest and curiosity in the parts of me that I can't see and wounds that I can't see, as well as a little bit of a pit of fear in my stomach. Like, crap, if I don't do my own healing, I'm bleeding on people. And before I read the caption I wrote on Facebook, maybe I will read it, maybe I won't. I just want to discuss for a second. This is where my brain went. And I actually didn't share this in my post, but Jesus Christ, the Savior, he is in the business of blood. He's in the business of blood. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He raised his body from the dead, even though his heart had stopped pumping, and he bled from every pore in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hang tight if you're not Christian at all and this doesn't mean much to you. He's in the business of blood. And so first thing to note is it's okay. It's part of the plan that we bleed on people who didn't cut us. That's why it's up to each one of us to be responsible and learn how to take responsibility for our own feelings so that when people are bleeding on us and we didn't cut them, we don't have to sit there and be offended or mad at them for treating us thus. We can understand, oh, they have a wound that they haven't healed yet and they're bleeding. Okay? And we can have compassion for them instead of like all the anger and things. But what about when you're the one with the wound? I think this statement, this quote is motivating to get healing. If you don't heal, it says, if you don't heal from what hurt you, you bleed on people who didn't cut you. Do we know the signs of being hurt? Do we know the signs of bleeding? Here's what I want to say. Anxiety and depression are signs that you are bleeding emotionally. Anxiety and depression are how we bleed. One thing I said in my post is your symptoms are the voices of your wounds. They are how we bleed. Your symptoms are the voices of your wounds. If you are anxious, even at all, it doesn't have to be panic attack, check yourself into the hospital anxious. It doesn't even have to be giving you tummy troubles. If you are anxious enough that it annoys your husband because you're constantly worried, or it even annoys you, if you're anxious enough that you can't get on the floor and play with your kids because you're too busy doing the dishes because you can't calm down and just play and rest, that's anxiety. And that's a signal that you have wounds that need healing. It's actually not natural to not want to play, but that was me for a long time. And I know it's a lot of us. Let me say it again. I know it's cringeworthy a little bit, but hang with me. I'll help you. I'll take care of you here. It's not natural to not want to play. It's not natural to not want to have pleasure via sex or hobbies. This is not natural. It's not normal, but it's common. So in one sense, it is normal, but it's not normal to our body and how we're made to not want to dance or to sing. It's not normal to our body to be depressive or to feel purposeless. And it's not normal to wish that you didn't have needs because you're so committed to taking care of other people's needs. This is how we're tipping too far here. This is an imbalance. This is how we bleed, even if it's just a little bit. And the great thing about tending to a wound early is that it prevents infection, right? Panic attacks are infection. This is when anxiety has gotten infected. It's gotten big. And it's okay if you're there because I can handle that and you can too. And I have tools for that. I know how to de-escalate even the most intense panic attack. I can help you. And there are certain people who aren't perfect fits for coaching. Certain people who need assistance like from other things. I always say your health is an investment. So just like a good investor, you want to diversify your portfolio. You want to make sure you get help. I said that so loud, help. I just wanted to make sure you didn't think I was saying health. You want to make sure you get help. That's a very soft P. From, you know, let's say maybe you have some medication that you consider taking, if that's up your alley. Most of my clients try to avoid medication, but it's not wrong. It's just, you know, sometimes it's part of the journey. I was on medication for a good year and a half, almost 2 years, probably. And then I found coaching and ended up not needing the medication, but they did overlap. And so Your health is an investment. So diversify your portfolio, just like you would invest in gold and the stock market and a mutual fund. You want to have maybe a little help from the medical world, a little help from maybe a practitioner, like a specialist or a functional care healthcare practitioner, and then also coaching. Don't ever make one of them stand alone. That's a really great way to make sure your health is taken care of.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, let me go ahead and read you the full post. Are we bleeding on our kids energetically, even if we are doing all in our conscious and spiritual power not to? Are we aware of our own wounds? Or are we not seeing how they're leaking everywhere over the ones we love the most and on us and our motherhood? You truly can't be a mother that is superior to the human you are. The mother in you can only be as great as the human in you. She can only be as healthy as your inner child is. Gone are the days when we as moms can self-neglect and pray our kids will be awesome because of it. They want you to take care of yourself. They're watching that and listening to the words between the lines with your self-care just as much, if not more, than any parenting stuff you could read in a book or hear on a podcast. You want to give them better than you had growing up? Then spend time with your wounds. Clean them out. Know how they're impacting your motherhood under your very nose. If your challenges happen to be related to anxiety and or depression, and you happen to be a mom at any stage because postpartum is forever, I'm hosting a 3-day postpartum mental health boot camp. It's a virtual event with live instructing, coaching, and Q&A with me, open November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2021. Yada, yada. You already know that. Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but as soon as you do register at lizzielangston.com/bootcamp, you get a welcome quiz, you guys. I'm so loving these quizzes that are coming in. You get a welcome quiz that helps me get to know you and your symptoms and your history with them. And I might also ask you about Disney movies just for fun too. So your symptoms are the voices of your wounds. They are how we bleed. Let's take care of ourselves first, just like the flight attendants always say. And so anyway, that's the end of the post, but I wanted to share that one with you because I adore it. And in the next few days, I'm going to be sharing a couple more bonus podcast episodes from some of my favorite posts on Instagram as I've been preparing and really thinking about you guys and connecting with you in my mind and in my heart as I prepare to teach you at bootcamp. I'm going to be sharing a couple of those here. Hopefully they're uplifting and inspiring whether you come join us or not. Hopefully they have beautiful golden nuggets that you can take away no matter, you know, what you're up to and where you're at in your healing journey. And if you want to join us for bootcamp, you have 1 week from today. We're starting. Registration closes probably sometime in the morning before bootcamp. So you have a week, but don't wait. Don't wait. Register today. I've been thinking about making the price increase just to motivate people to register, but I don't think I'm going to do that. So just go ahead and register today. And just a tip, if you share any of my social media posts and you tag me in the share, my assistant will DM you a code to get a percentage off of the registration price. So go to lizzielangston.com/bootcamp. If you want to share, I'm at Lizzie Langston on Instagram, or I'm the postpartum coach on Facebook, and I'll see you guys at bootcamp. And of course, here on the podcast. Talk to you soon.
Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding, healing postpartum on a logical level, and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the postpartum anxiety course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing, weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to lizzielangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's lizzielangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.